Searching for the perfect gift this holiday season? Or maybe just a way to unwind from the hustle? The entire head shop is now online at headshop.com. Our holiday promos are here, with specials up to 60% off all month long. Find the perfect stocking stuffers, like delicious edibles, or relax with our premium, lab-tested THCA flower and refreshing cannabis-infused drinks. We deliver legally to your door anywhere in the U.S., and don't worry about nosy neighbors. Every order is fast, federally legal, and shipped in completely unmarked packaging for total privacy. Get your holiday shopping done stress-free. Go to headshop.com right now to find all our holiday deals. Use code JOY for 15% off your first order. That's headshop.com.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about we send our signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you, We have some very cool sponsors, one of which is the Elm Foundation. Elm, E-L-M, the Elm Foundation. Elm stands for Expect Little Miracles. They're a 501c3 based out of Huntsville, and they're just doing cool work, and they're doing it in such an epically, you know, solid way. I mean, we had them in the studio, and they talked, and it's like basically doing ministry, conservative principles, all rolled into one. And they don't just go out there and try to change people's lives by throwing money at it like the government. They're actually working with people, getting them off the streets, restoring their self-worth, getting them job skills, helping them with what it takes to become proficient at being a productive member of the economy. And I'm just telling you, folks, the Elm Foundation is good at what they do, and you ought to check them out. Their website is ElmHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ElmHSV.org. Just check them out. Elm Huntsville, ElmHSV, the Elm Foundation. And just tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Listen, I'm just gonna tarry off into the third. I'm gonna get all three dippers done, Boom.
Way to go.
I just don't want to brag or anything, but I'm it's a dipper day. So this last section, we've been waiting. I have not seen it. I'd scanned the news headlines before we got back on the air. But we've been waiting today to find out whether or not the Supreme Court of the United States was going to render its ruling, hand down its ruling, if you will, on the question of whether or not Biden is allowed to bail out all those student loans. And as I was watching that, I saw another story about the Fed. And then I saw a story about our own Alabama Senator, Katie Britt. And I thought, you know what? I got a dipper here, and I'm calling it money madness. It's amazing what's happening out there that when you look at it, you think, well, that shouldn't even be happening, and it involves our tax dollars. Or that shouldn't even be happening, and it just makes no fiscal sense whatsoever. So, Katie Britt, by the way, I love this. Yellowhammer News. Yellowhammer News reports that U.S. Senator Katie Britt joined the majority of her Republican colleagues in the Senate in voting against the confirmation of President Joe Biden's nominee to chair the Council of Economic Affairs. All right, Council of Economic Affairs. Jared Bernstein. Now, he made it by one vote. There's been some consternation because the one extra vote that might have changed things could very well have been Tommy Tuberville, who was not present that day. Nonetheless, I'm pretty sure that what would have happened is the vice president would have taken the dais and cast the tie-splitting vote. So Tuberville not being present did not change that one bit.
Which is why he left anyway.
Which he knew that.
Yeah.
Even if the vote had been scheduled before, he knew he had to be somewhere else. Yeah. Thank you. By the way, that's my friend Jay Holland, longtime broadcaster in studio with us right now. Jared Bernstein was confirmed by the slimmest of margins. Senator Joe Manchin was the only one who voted against him. But what was the problem? Well, here's what Katie Britt, our senator, said, who sat right here in the studio where you're sitting, Jay. She said, make no mistake, Jared Bernstein has been one of the primary architects of the Biden administration's disastrous economic policies. The last thing he deserves is a promotion. Says, while hardworking Americans are struggling to make ends meet amid persistent inflation, Dr. Bernstein has pledged to double down on the same reckless tax and spend policies that cause crushing pain around kitchen tables nationwide. And she said the Senate ought to overwhelmingly reject him. Well, they barely got him in. All that to say, it makes no fiscal sense to find a guy with that level of failure suddenly get promoted up to be part of the Council of Economic Advisors for the president. But then again, you know, money madness in D.C. What do you do? I will say this, if it's a highlight, questionable. Story on the Washington Examiner, one of many. The Federal Reserve announced Wednesday that it is pausing its interest rate hikes. That one might deserve applause in and of itself there, Boone. I'm just saying, just the very idea that we finally saw the Fed get together and not raise the rate again. So right now, I mean, interest rates, when the Fed sets its central bank rate, it affects everything in the nation. Your credit cards, it affects the ability to buy a house. It affects when you can finance a new vehicle, whether you need business loans to take care of equipment you've got there at the studio or the office or wherever you are. Well, the Fed finally had a day off from raising the rate. So currently, the central bank's key overnight rate target is going to remain at 5 to 5.25. Rates right now, though, are still the highest they have been since 2007. So 15 years since we've seen anything like this, never mind the fact that Bidenomics, the Bidenflation, is at a 40-year high. How much does bacon cost now? I mean, bacon went up like 17% at some point. Did the pigs go on strike? What happened?
Eggs. Crazy.
Eggs are crazy. Mm-hmm. In fact, I heard somebody say that in California, they have a family member paying $10 a dozen for eggs out there.
Wow.
What are we paying? You know what? Since Charlene does the shopping, I'm not sure what we pay here, but it ain't $10.
No.
But that kind of stupid money is what's stymieing growth in the economy. Housing starts are at a low. I will say this. I'm hearing there's a slight uptick in the real estate market. Boomer, you being a realtor, are hopefully going to see some of that as well.
Right.
But since Biden took office, it has been one epic money madness failure after another. And I don't know that he even knows. Sometimes I wonder if he really does.
Well, the really crazy thing is that, and I don't remember prior to Biden getting in office the last time a bank failed.
Oh, no. You're right.
I mean, I don't remember that at all.
The 2008 savings and loans crashes.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Well, those guys were too big to fail. So, but, you know, this is just an outright failure of a bank. I mean, two major banks. Yeah. So a lot of this DEI and all this other crazy investing schemes that they're coming out with now is
The acronyms run rampant. DEI, ESG,
name it. Green New Deal. It's just
I call it the Green New Steel. By the way, that's what I call it.
It's totally crazy.
But here's one on Fox Business that goes to what I just said. Mortgage applications rose in the past week. This story came out today. So first-time home buyers and repeat home buyers and even those refinancing are looking at a rate that is holding. And I think what's happening, though, and my law firm does a lot of real estate, and I think what's happening is people are saying, when the rates cool, jump, because it could go up again. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to see a small spike, 7% increase on the seasonally adjusted basis, according to Fox Business. But all that is just... I mean, look at where we are right now. 2 years ago, we were seeing rates in the threes. I saw rates as a closing attorney. I saw rates in the twos. Mm-hmm. Now, that's when someone had to buy their points. But nonetheless, you're looking at rates now. You're happy if you get 7.5.
Yeah.
Last week, it says the average rate on the benchmark 30-year home loan fell to 6.7. So, if you're one of those who's got a good credit score, then you might get in the sixes. And then hopefully 2024's election, within a few years, you can refinance back down in the fours.
Trump is out there on the campaign trail saying he's going to fix all that. You know, he's going to end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours, you know. And it sounds like he was really chomping at the bit to get something done. I mean, this this current economic environment that we're in now is just so bad.
Yeah.
And it's simple to see how it was caused. We passed three $1.7 trillion bills almost in a row. We had that disastrous problem in the Congress where we I can't remember the term, but anyway, they've been spending money like drunken sailors up there, and
yeah,
that's what inflation is: too many dollars chasing too few goods.
And then they crush the supply chain with the yeah, pandemic shutdowns, and then they put Pete Buttigieg in charge of the Department
it's
of
just
Transportation.
One laugher
and
after
and
another.
The ports were just jammed up, and you couldn't unload a single ship. And then, all of a sudden, goods are scarce, and they're scarcer than usual because of supply chain. And then next thing you know, there's more than enough money out there to buy the goods, and prices go jacking up.
We went from the best economy ever to disaster.
Yeah.
Oh, practically overnight.
Yeah. Here's that story I was talking about earlier, Boone. This is the one. This one also came off Fox Business. I did not know until this morning when I was getting ready for the show, Jay, that apparently because of COVID, there are people who still aren't having to repay their student loans. They're hanging out there going, I'll send them the money when you say I have to. They don't even start having interest accrue until September of this year. It's like they just turn it off. Never mind that you signed up for the loan. Then again, all the rest of us who have business loans and mortgages and car loans and whatever else, we've been paying our bills.
Yeah. Well, this COVID thing has been insidious. It just keeps getting worse. Now it's confirmed what we all knew 2 years ago was that this came from the Wuhan lab, and Fauci's got egg on his face, which he always has had. But, I mean, it's really out there plain for everybody to see now. So
I think we're going to find out sooner or later that Fauci actually funded it.
Yeah.
I think grants from the NIH under Fauci's direction went to the lab where we know that it was now originated.
Yeah.
And they did say, one of the things they said, too, was they've been able to determine through the investigations that the first three people known to have contracted COVID all worked at the Wuhan lab.
Mm-hmm.
Last story I've got on this section, and this one is almost kind of ridiculous. Now, I will say this. I'll call balls and strikes. If I see good, I'll call it. And one of the things I think that happened really well this past session was our state legislature passed an anti-ESG law.
They did. They sure did.
And that was good on them for doing it. ESG makes zero sense when you get down to it, because it's causing companies to have to be something other than what they were formed to be and to do things and to spend their money on things that they were never designed. And shareholders are just stuck with it.
That's right.
S&P Global made headlines this month, according to the Washington Free Beacon, when it gave Tesla. All right. So ESG is about, environmental policies and social policies and liberal governance.
Yeah.
And so Tesla is an electric car manufacturer. You think they'd have a high ESG score just for being what they are. Tobacco companies rank higher than them on ESG scores.
That just proves how backwards all this stuff is.
Philip Morris International now ranks higher than Tesla on the ESG scorecards. Why? Because they've been putting out a lot of woke commercials and celebrating Pride Month and doing things that Tesla chose not to do. And so The first ever true solid electric car company now ranks lower than Big Tobacco in ESG scores.
It just makes you want to just scream, right?
It boggles the mind. Mm. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do the last break of the day. We'll come right back and put a lid on it. We'll get some text messages in and kind of wrap those up. What a great audience. We love you guys. This is why we do what we do. Boomer and I can sit here and just talk into a can all day long. If ain't nobody there, it's no sense doing it. But we got all of y'all, and we appreciate it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, listen, before we go any further, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, they have been with us since this show started almost 2 years ago. ZLA Solutions, they are doing an amazing job at putting people and jobs together. So first of all, if you're looking for a job, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama and beyond. But ZLA Solutions, I mean, they can do a lot of things for businesses, but their bread and butter remains staffing. So if you need people, well, they can find them. You need people, you just let them know. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can find them for you. They can get the onesies and the twosies with the special niche skills, and they can find the high-tech stuff like what they're working on right now for a gig in Redstone Arsenal. Or that, for that matter, they can find you a whole shift of people to do, you know, automotive manufacturing or service industry or hospitals. Anyway, what I'm saying is this, ZLA Solutions. These are friends of mine. I know them personally. I was at their office this morning. You ought to check them out. If you need people, they can find them. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. That's their goal in life, is to help you make your business better. So yeah, check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Because I get a kick when they tell me they got people calling in saying, we heard about this on the radio. Hey, bunch of texts. Holy cow. Boomer, what happened while I was talking to Jay Bird over here? But let's look at a few of these. Kyle from Madison says, regarding that school pride revolt, not sure on the real details, heard that the defacing was actually handing out pride stickers that were thrown on the ground and stamped on. Well, that would be interesting, talking about kids defacing things when really all they were doing is saying, I don't want your silly rainbow sticker. That would be a whole different deal.
That would be a whole different deal.
I'm saying, dress in red, white. My pronouns are USA. I love it, little middle school kids.
I don't want your stickers.
More to come on this one, I think.
Yes.
David from Huntsville, is the disciplinary action going to be on the woke school authorities? I agree. Sam from Trinity says, regarding the United Methodist Church, is charging each church a large fee to pull out of the United Methodist Church? Yeah, they changed the rules. You're right, Sam. I think what you're talking about is now they're saying you've got to be charged the property value of the church facility you're with. You've got to pay into the church retirement plan for your pastor. And the church, a small church in Trinity, had to pay upwards of $60,000 just to withdraw. I get it. And he says, again, I don't think they built that church. I get it. It was owned by the United Methodist Conference. So I guess they got to figure out what to do. But it's interesting to me, Sam. I think what's happened here is so many Methodist churches were hemorrhaging out of the wokeness that they decided to make it tougher to get out, basically. But the reality is, if you tell people they can't leave, they're just going to individually leave on a Sunday morning. They'll go somewhere else. Don't think they won't. They'll wind up saying, what happened to so-and-so Methodist church? Did they get out? They got out. Well, that's where I'm going. That's what'll happen. And these parishes will die off. And so the United Methodists better get their act together because they're falling apart. Glenn from Bluntsville says, disciplinary action ought to be taken against the administrators of that school up in Massachusetts and the teachers that were teaching or forcing that nonsense on the kids. And she points out, or Glenn points out, that was jackassery. I think we need it. You need to go ahead and play it. There it is. Had a little jackassery going on. Official decisions from a government institution that were just jackassery. Jeff from Indiana says, there's another good reason to quit smoking. If you do, who wants to fund those woke companies? Brian from Huntsville says, I want a Tesla and I'm going to name it Winston. Okay. Good enough. John from Huntsville said, I had to spend some extra time to think about Phil's grade, but I decided to give him an A+ as well. And apparently Boomer, McQueen, and Jay all got an A+ from John from Huntsville. I just realized I had you turned off, Jay. I'm sorry. I'm not used to it.
Oh, it's okay. I don't know when the last time I got an A+ was. I can't remember that.
Well, John from Huntsville is a pretty tough grader. Occasionally, I wind up with a B-, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But I got all three dippers done today, so I think I scored higher because of that.
Notwithstanding, A+. Wow. I'm just, like, dazzled.
Well, don't be too impressed. You've known me for a long time. Yeah. In fact, funny story, small world. You know Boomer's family, obviously.
Yes.
You've known him
yes.
since he was very young.
I have.
And I used to do youth ministry full time, and your kids were involved.
Oh.
In fact, the first time I met you was your daughter Mandy was a Young Life kid when I was a Young Life director.
Oh, yeah. She really enjoyed that program.
Oh,
that was really a good program for her. And, you know, she got a lot of good experience and a lot of good friendships out of that.
And she was also a great babysitter for my kids when
yeah.
they were little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mandy. Wait, did she babysit you?
I don't remember now.
He's looking over here at me like
all right.
I know.
The music's playing. That means the sermon's over. All right, folks, listen. You guys have an amazing night. We love you. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Right side.